as we start off this morning, just want to lift the High Note family to the Lord and ask you to join in that. Gary and Bobby have two sons in ministry, and you may know Bo and Wes, and they've just really gone through some hard things recently. And Rhonda is here this morning, Wes's wife, and just mentioned something that was going on the other side of the family there. Bo just recently lost a nephew to suicide, and just a very unexplainable situation. Wes lost a college student this morning and a pastor friend this morning in a car accident, and now he has to stand in front of his church and preach with all of that weighing on him. So just want to lift our brothers to us who are ministering in other parts of the world. And it does feel like little small worlds all around us, doesn't it, right now? Very small little worlds. But as we start off this morning, let's just lift them and then just ask God to be with us this morning and to lead us and to teach us what He wants us to learn. Father, this morning, God, just come to You in faith. You are who You say You are, God, and that we draw all of our strength and all of our courage from You, from Your Spirit. And God, You are more than enough. God, no matter what trial, no matter what tragedy, no matter what circumstance we face, what challenge we face in life, God, You are more than we need. And may we find our rest and our solace in You, Father God. May we find our joy in the midst of struggle in You, Father. God, I lift Bo and Wes both to You this morning. They are doing exactly what You are calling them to do. And God, just minister to them, encourage them this morning, God. Even as they speak, I pray that You give Wes focus this morning. That all that matters at this very moment is that Your word goes forth. It ministers to those who have lost loved ones. It ministers to those who are going through fear. It ministers to those who are struggling. It ministers to those who are growing in their faith. And may he just rely fully on Your Spirit, knowing that You will speak through him and that You will translate Your word exactly as it needs to fall in the lives of every hearer this morning. And God, for Bo, who is just going through, just again, just a reshaping in his church, Father God, as I spoke to him this week and we just had a great conversation, understanding a little bit more about what he is facing, God. These are just men of God who love You, Father. And God, as we, a part of his family, their families, because we are the church, we lift them to You, God. And we ask you to just hem them in before and behind. The whole family, Father God. And may they draw their strength and their courage from You, knowing that You are always at work. Father, this morning, God, as I stand before You and I deliver this message, God, I pray, Father, that as I open wide my mouth, that You will be my voice. That You will speak through me. That You will translate Your word into our hearts and into our minds, that You will challenge us, encourage us, shape us by Your word, Father, that You will fill us up to overflowing, that You will give us the mind of Christ, and may our hearts be wholly Yours this morning, Father. Teach us what You want us to know. God, may just light our fire this morning, God. In the midst of all the distractions of the world, light our fire and give us focus, God, because as I said at the beginning, and I say again, God, You are enough. We are overflowing with Your grace, Father, and we are so grateful. May we walk in holiness. May we progress into the person that You have already called us to be. And we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. If you could cut me back just a little bit, my vocals, I'd appreciate that. Really echoing up here, I would appreciate that. How are you this morning? Good to see you this morning. Let me just start off this morning by saying thank you for being here. I know that the last couple of months of our lives have been crazy. There are things we're permitted to do, and then there's things we're not permitted to do. There's masks to wear, there's not masks to wear. There's staying 6 feet apart. There are all these different things. We're wrestling and we're struggling and we're trying to be obedient to our government. Why? Because the Bible tells us to. Bible says to respect those that God sets in authority. And so trying to walk by faith and yet be obedient to those that God has put over us. And we've got to remember we are not being oppressed. They're just trying to keep us safe. And during that journey, we just want to be the example to the rest of the world by just following in the footsteps that we're called to follow in biblically with our government and, most importantly, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So thank you for being here. You look around, you know, on any given Sunday, and we know that there are those who are not here because of age. There are those who are not here because of health issues. There are those who are not here because of just wrestling with the children, you know, just this morning, right? Wrestling with kids and Kids Town, and it's easier for them to listen online with their kids. And out there, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. We are all in this together. We are in spirit and in truth, worshiping together, even though we may not be in the same room, because we are this great institution called the church. And whether we are here or we are apart, we are powerful when we are led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen. And so this morning, thank you for being here. We are in this series called Something's Missing, and we are talking about this great pursuit of holiness in our lives. And if you were listening in last week online, that was probably the message of the series so far. So please go back and tune into that message. It will encourage you. It will push you. It will challenge you, I believe, into walking with a mindset of how to walk in holiness. And that will give you great encouragement and, I think, progress. And you won't be the same this time next year. And that's the goal. Amen? To never be the same, but growing up into our identity. Today, that's exactly what I want to talk about, is our new you, our new identity in Christ and walking in holiness because of that identity. Before we start, let me remind you of what we talked about last week in case you weren't here or you didn't get to tune in. We talked about, how do I walk in this mindset to where I'm successful in a progression of holiness that God wants me to be successful in? And we started off by looking at four things. The first thing was that we have to understand that we are led by the Spirit of God. You and I can't do it. I cannot be holy. I'm a mess. Amen? You're a mess. Amen? Okay, Megan, my amen was louder than yours, so I don't know what that's about. But we're a mess, right? We struggle. We have an old nature, and the world is wooing us and calling us, and then we just have practical life we're trying to live. And it can be very, very difficult to constantly stay focused, especially in this really distracting time that we're living in, to stay focused with race issues, health issues, the economy, all different kinds of things. We've got to fix our eyes on Jesus. But we are empowered by the Spirit. It is by the Spirit that we will be successful. What is the Spirit's job? The Spirit's job is multifaceted. For what we talked about last week, the Spirit's job is to illuminate our hearts, to show us who we are, to show us when we sin. When I was lost, I didn't know I was sinning. I'm just living my life, doing whatever. But as a Christ follower who has the Spirit of God living inside of me, the Spirit of God now illuminates my heart, shows me my sin, and gives me the opportunity because of that to respond to truth. The Spirit of God also illuminates God's Word, which is truth. When I understand God's Word, which, by the way, is so important to be in God's Word, amen? Okay? When I understand God's Word and the Spirit convicts me, I know I have another path that I can follow, amen? And then the Spirit's job is also to illuminate Christ, because we're supposed to grow more and more in Christ's likeness. So the more we're in God's Word, the more we understand what He has done for us, the more challenged we are, the more we have that in front of us, that Savior and that Lord that saved us, we can pursue Christ, and then we can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has other jobs as well, but we talked about those particular things. That was the first thing we talked about. The second thing we have to do is be driven by the Word of God. Now, when I say that, what I mean is we're not saved and then just set up on a shelf for Jesus to come back later and get us. We're not a trophy, okay? We are to now live in Him and progress in Him. And so we need to understand that we have to be driven by what does God's Word say to me about me after I'm saved. There's no more condemnation for me, amen? Nothing can separate me from the love of God. I'm a child of God. I'm an heir. Guess what? I'm in God's will. You with me? Don't get too excited. You're in God's will. I don't mean His will. Yes, you're in His will, His desires, His plan. You're in His last will and testament. All right? Just making sure you understand, because you were just, wasn't sure if you were still with me already. It's early. All these things the Word of God says are mine, the promises of God that should drive me toward holiness. Amen? It should drive me for chasing after the things of God. Not because I'm going to get something, but because I've already gotten it. Because everything in Christ is mine already. Amen? All the promises of God are yes in Christ, the Word of God says. And so I'm driven by the Word of God. That's the second thing. Not just driven because I'm saved and waiting for Him to come back, but all the things that I now get to walk in and be successful in. The third thing we talked about is we walk by what? It's an F word. Faith. We walk by faith. But what it doesn't mean is we just go, well, God, I just believe You everything, so just pour it all on me. And I'll just sit here and I'm on the shelf. No. When you walk by faith, it means that you live in such a way that you are doing things because of the promise of God, even though you don't see the result. That's what Hebrews 11 is all about. All these people who walked, and some of them never saw the result, but it never meant to them that God wasn't true. And now they're experiencing those things. Amen? So we walk by faith, and then the last thing is we apply action that proves that our faith is real. Faith without works is what? Dead. James says, faith without works is dead. Now, works don't save us, but they are the fruit of our salvation. And so we walk by faith, which is, if we're actually actively walking and not passively sitting, if we're actively applying God's truth to our lives, then we will not be the same as we were before. That's what we talked about last week in a nutshell. Really important stuff to stay your mind on while you're living through your Christian life. Because this time we're in shouldn't even matter, right? This should be our everyday journey. Hopefully this time is enhancing some of that in our lives. So today, I want us to realize it is possible to do it. Because remember 2 weeks ago we said, yes, we what? Can. That's right. A couple people were here. Yes, we can. I can do all things through Christ. Why? Because He strengthens me, okay? So yes, we can. It is possible to do this. But you can't do it. You do it in the strength of the one who saved you, the one who calls you holy, even though you probably don't feel holy any more than I do, okay? We also don't do it through just imitating Christ, because that can be just religion, amen? I mean, I can go through, cross the T's, dot the I's, go to church, write my tithe check, come as often as whatever, serve and kiss down. That in and of itself, and just saying, oh, well, God told me to do this, so I will. God told me to do this, so I will. We can mechanically go through our Christian life, but that's not a flourishing Christian life. It's not a relationship Christian life. So we don't do it in our own strength. We don't do it because we're just imitating. The success is being in Christ. In Christ. How many of you have ever wondered, what does that mean to be in Christ? Have you ever thought about that or wrestled with that a little bit? That's what we're going to talk about today. What does it mean to be in Christ? If I'm going to be successful in my Christian walk, growing in holiness, then that means that I have to understand what being in Christ is, because the Bible talks over and over and over and over. In Christ, through Christ, by Christ, with Christ. That's a description of our lives in that relationship with Him. And so to be in Christ is really just to have union with Christ, okay? To have union with Christ. That's theologically, walking in truth, to have union with Christ. So you have to understand that it means it goes beyond our salvation, okay? Just that moment that we had. When you think about being in union with Christ, that means that you are actually participating in the whole realm of everything that has to do with God. You are a participant now in eternity past, because in eternity past, He chose to redeem us. So you're a participant in eternity past. You're a participant in eternity present. You're a participant in eternity future, because His promises are true. And so it's not just a matter of, well, I'm saved and I'll just live my other 50 years, and when He comes back, He'll pull me off the shelf and we'll go to heaven. That's not what it is. Maybe that's a stumbling block to us, because we just go, well, I don't know what to do with my life now. I'm going to church, I'm doing my thing, but what does it really mean to be in Christ? It's like he does this. Like He's calling all His people, right? One by one, He's calling them, come in, come into the safety zone, come in, come in. And then He locks His fingers together. And like inside this area is where we're in Christ, with Christ. Like He's got us before and behind, above and below. We are in Christ, walking with Him. That means that in eternity past, we are a participant in in the future when we got saved because of his choice in eternity past. We get saved, we get justified, we get sanctified or grow in holiness, and we get glorified. All of that together is a part of being in Christ. It's not just a moment, it's a life from one end of the spectrum to the other. When you think about that, it'll kind of blow your mind a little bit that I'm a part of eternity past, because in the past, he chose to choose us. That means when I come to know Christ, I am a part of what he did a long time ago. My story matters.